It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
May 14th. 1944, George Walton Lucas Jr., otherwise known as George Lucas, is born. George Lucas would come on, of course, to win the four-time Academy Award-nominated American film director, producer, and screenwriter made famous by the Star Wars trilogy. 1963, CBS uses a laser light beam link to transmit a network television program for the first time anywhere. I've Got a Secret was broadcast using the camera to modulate the laser beam that would travel 2 feet to a receiver that decodes the signal. 1984, Ashton Tate introduces the DBase 3 relational database program for IBM PC-compatible computers. 1992, Texas Instruments announces that it would be selling an advanced microprocessor to compete with Intel 486 processors, known as the 486. Texas Instruments processor would also be called the 486, however, it would ultimately fail to weaken Intel's grip on the microprocessor industry. 1993, Gleason Sackman establishes the NetHappenings listserv to distribute announcements about the latest internet resources. It's one of the first popular internet newsletters. 1998, Microsoft agrees to not ship the latest version of their Windows operating system until Monday, and in exchange, regulators agree not to file any related suits related to the system before its official release. Also in 1998, Ziff Davis announces plans to launch a 24-hour news cable television channel dedicated to the information technology, which was called ZDTV. Of course, it would cost $100 million. The channel would be produced in the state-of-the-art studios in San Francisco's Market District. And then, of course, ZDTV became Tech TV, which would then be integrated into G4. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. 2001, AMD announces 800 and 850 megahertz Duron processors. They have integrated caches, PowerNow technology, and streaming SIMD extensions. They were codenamed Morgan. AMD also introduces the Athlon 4 processor at speeds ranging from 850 to 1 gigahertz with a 256 kilobit integrated cache, 200 megahertz system bus, PowerNow technology, and streaming SIMD extensions. Processors were made using a 0.18 micron manufacturing process and were codenamed Palomino. 2004, version 2 of the CentOS Linux distribution is released. Stands for Community Enterprise Operating System. It was based on the version 2.1 of Red Hat Enterprise Linux. 2005, Nintendo opens its first retail store, Nintendo World, in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center in New York City. The store is two stories and features an array of kiosks demonstrating available Game Boy Advance, GameCube, and Nintendo DS games. There were also many cases displaying historical Nintendo memorabilia, including Hanafuda playing cards, the Nintendo Corporation's very first product. 2006, Microsoft releases the first public preview version of Expression Web on their website. It's a WYSIWYG HTML editor and a general web design application intended to succeed Microsoft Front Page. And it was codenamed Quartz. 2008, Ask.com buys Dictionary.com for an undisclosed sum. Included in the deal was Thesaurus.com and Reference.com. And also, Comcast purchases Plaxo for also an undisclosed amount. And in 2009, Google's one-hour outage was basically due to a networking error while attempting to roll out a new service as part of their IPv6 transition. 70,000 HP notebook batteries were recalled for overheating. Two had actually caught fire before the recall. Also in 2009, Shazam, which is a popular application to determine the song and artist, along with Apple, AT&T, Verizon, and others, were sued by TuneHunter, who claimed they owned patents on the technology behind the ID service. And Micron turns its direction to add graphics memory chips to their popular DRAM line. Micron is the third largest DRAM seller. 2011, after being offline for weeks, Sony begins to relaunch their PlayStation Network. And in 2014, Shutterfly sends out a host of emails congratulating members of their arrival of new babies. Only problem is most of them weren't even expecting. Also in 2014, Yahoo acquires Blink, a rival to the popular Snapchat, for an undisclosed sum. And Adobe Creative Cloud users experienced a 24-hour outage as Adobe suffered a system failure.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.